This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved increase in minimum support prices for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2026-27. Addressing media after the Union Cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices for the growers for their produce. Mr. Vaishnav said the highest increase of 622 rupees per quintal in MSP has been recommended for sunflower seed, followed by 557 per quintal for cotton and 500 rupees per quintal for sesame. He said for grade A paddy, the MSP will be 2,461 rupees per quintal. For Jowar hybrid, it will be 4,023 rupees per quintal. For Bajra, the MSP will be 2,900 rupees. And for Tur, it will be 8,450 rupees per quintal. The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for promotion of surface coal and lignite gasification projects with a financial outlay of 37,500 crore rupees. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved Ahmedabad-Sarkhej-Dholera semi-high-speed double-line project with a total cost of nearly 20,667 crore rupees. The Union Cabinet has also approved upgradation and modernization of Nagpur International Airport through long-term license involving private partner under public-private partnership. PM Modi has said that the Union Cabinet's decision of approving an increase in the minimum support price for Kharif crops for the marketing season 2026-27 will ensure that crores of food providers in the country receive fair and profitable prices for their produce. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this decision will bring greater prosperity to the lives of the farmers of the country. The two-day BRICS Foreign Ministers' Summit begins in New Delhi today. Ahead of the meeting, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday held bilateral meetings with his counterparts from several countries, including Russia, South Africa, Brazil, Maldives, and Chile. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi has also arrived in New Delhi to take part in BRICS Foreign Ministers' meeting. BRICS Foreign Ministers and heads of delegation from member and partner countries will participate in the meeting, which will be chaired by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today. They will also call on PM Modi. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal yesterday held a meeting with Maldives' Foreign Minister Irutisham Adam in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said during the meeting, both leaders reaffirmed the strong and special partnership between India and Maldives as the two nations mark 60 years of diplomatic ties. He added that their discussions focused on expediting negotiations for the India-Maldives Free Trade Agreement, advancing the bilateral investment treaty, promoting trade settlements in local currencies, and deepening cooperation across tourism, digital payments, and business-to-business linkages. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested five accused persons in connection with the alleged irregularities and paper leak related to the NEET UG 2026 examination. The five accused persons in the case, three from Jaipur, one from Gurugram and one from Nasik, and several other suspects are currently being examined. The agency has also carried out searches yesterday at multiple locations across the country based on emerging leads. During the searches and arrests, several incriminating materials and electronic devices, including mobile phones, have been seized. The Enforcement Directorate yesterday conducted searches at various locations in Punjab, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi NCR against Payten Services Private Limited in an alleged cyber fraud case. According to the ED officials, these searches were conducted under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act and pertains to alleged cyber fraud cases. The officials said that substantial cash, valuables, electronic devices and other incriminating evidences have also been seized during the raids. And that is the end of this news bulletin.